And now some words from anarchist prisoner Sean Swain. Someone wrote to me and asked my opinion about, quote, shadow governments, unquote, and what I think the solution is. This term, quote, shadow government, unquote, is used to describe those agencies within a government whose existence is kept secret from the public, or whose activities are kept secret. It also includes those private entities to whom secret activities are now outsourced, those so-called private contractors doing the government's dirty work. I suppose this idea of shadow governments becomes more and more of a concern to people as they come to realize just how much of the proverbial iceberg is below the surface. The depth and scope of the domestic spying, the vast array of alphabet soup agencies creeping around, unaccountable, taking liberties with our liberties. This is not the government system as advertised in your 1950s civics textbooks, that's for sure. But look, we can't view shadow governments as something separate and distinct from the rest of government. Despite the perception of shadow government as a distinct rogue operation totally divorced from the above-ground, democratically elected, and fully accountable, benevolent government, shadow governments do not exist in that kind of vacuum. Anywhere that you have private contractors spying on American cell phone communications, somebody has appropriated funds for their desks and their pencils, their coffee pots and their toilet seats. Everywhere that you've got a paramilitary whack job in a ski mask lurking in black sites and waterboarding brown people, somebody has appropriated funds for the guards and the rifles, the shackles and the break room vending machines. So, however secret squirrel any operation is, you can trace the toilet paper and the toner cartridges back to bank accounts set up by middle managers with proper authorization, whatever that means. And you can justify those accounts' legality by reading the right authorization bill passed by Congress. My point is, the inception of all the secret squirrel shadow government shenanigans isn't really happening in the shadows at all. Turn on C-SPAN and you can watch it all happen. Live. Right now. No kidding. My point is, we cannot think of shadow governments as some separate evil thing operating apart from our wonderful, responsive, kumbaya government. It's not. It's the flip side of the same coin. Currently, the shadow operators conduct grisly business secretly so that their non-shadow counterparts don't have to directly get their hands dirty. But if we came up with some way to disband all shadow government stuff, if we could click the heels of our ruby slippers and make all of that nastiness go away, we'd only change the world for one day. Tops. If we rid the world of shadow government operations today and made the world safe for mom, apple pie, and the American way, whatever that is, we'd turn on C-SPAN tomorrow to find a new flurry of activities to immediately create new government agencies and to shovel millions of our dollars into them. Plain and simple. When you're in the omelet business, you gotta find somebody to crack the eggs. And those egg crackers don't come cheap. Newsflash. The United States government is in the omelet business. And we're all eggs. So there's only one way to do away with shadow government, and that's to get rid of the portion of government in the light that casts the shadow in the first place. It all has to go, because it's all part of the larger complex that functions together. Even the most responsive, limited, accountable government, in the maintenance of its own power and authority, will eventually and inevitably end up with redacted documents in secret files, computer databases filled with information not shared with the folks who paid for the software. Where there's government, there's shadow government. And where there's shadow government, there's a vast population of slaves, monitored, surveilled, controlled, and exploited, held at gunpoint by those who strive to manipulate what everyone knows and, as a consequence, what everyone thinks and does. Freedom demands that we burn the entirety of the master's house, not just half of it. These are the words of anarchist prisoner Sean Swain, held incommunicado on orders of the Ohio prison officials, whose addresses are posted on blastblog.noblogs.org. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address by directing it to Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren, CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.